is it?
Bottom of the deep blue sea.
Oh, snap. Dark. Steep.
They always start with this kind of low key and then build. Like, that's one of their, like, repeating hooks that you'll see from them. They always, and then they come in with all of the...
Well, I'm going to start the show while we have them down in the lower end of their music. So, good morning, everybody. I'm Tom from the Global Social Podcast. This is the Firefly Edition. We got Dion Lamb, the legend. Trey Krause, the expert.
Soon to be legend.
Soon to be legend. And Jordan Gum, the youth.
The youth. Yeah.
The hustler.
Welcome, guys and girls, guys, ladies, to our attempt at trying to figure out what this year's Firefly is going to be all about. And so I had the idea. I invited some of my friends to come and do this. Dion, who's a legend with Firefly, is great with playlists and itineraries. Welcome. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. That's a lot to live up to, but I'll do my best. So.
Well, I think it's great because you just have like a few months to do it, and then
right.
You can kind of rest.
That's right.
But it is nice that we have a festival that's pretty much local, about a half hour away from us, and we love music. You love music?
Yeah, I mean, I always get a little irritated when people complain about the lineup or who's going to be there, and I'm like, hey, we have this awesome thing in our backyard 40 minutes away. Like, what, like... Just be happy, you know, like, yeah, we're never going to get the exact perfect lineup for everybody, but like, be thrilled that it's here, you know, so.
Well, and I think that's one of the things that I've had to really realize about Firefly is I just go with an open mind and just enjoy. If you love music and you love art, you cannot be disappointed by going to Firefly.
No, definitely not, so.
And Trey, 99.1, the DJ, the man, how are you?
Awesome.
So what's your experience at Firefly?
I work. I don't get to go. So, I have people who like leave my business to go to Firefly. So
this
but
is
I follow music festivals and I try and go to other ones when I can. So I tend to see the same bands, but just not here in Dover.
Yeah, well, so this is what it's going to take to finally get you to Firefly. Actually, get you involved,
That's
bring
right.
you in, and make you go.
I'm going.
Nice. Jordan Gum, what's going on?
Oh, nothing much, Tom.
Are you mad about this lineup?
No. See, I don't understand it because I mean, if you have Billie Eilish as like a headline after right. the Grammys a couple weeks ago, I don't see why anybody can be mad. I mean, granted, I'm 26, so it's not like I'm in this high school.
Right.
A little bit older than 15, that. Like my but kid. I don't know. You should bring him on so he can give like the real youth perspective.
No, this is not cool.
Oh.
It's such a drag because, you know, those I would love to get a 14-year-old's perspective. And he has. I already got him his weekend tickets. He's going the whole weekend. They are committed. But to do a podcast, that would be really dorky.
Right.
And probably catch a lot of flack at school. So
they would tell no one that they were on the podcast.
Tell nobody. They would straight ghost the podcast. All right. So what we've kind of – and bear with us because we're going to just – bounce our way through this a little bit. We will definitely refine our mission a little as we get along. But we decided we picked some bands. This started off with Trey and Jordan. No, it started off with me and Trey. And then we brought Jordan on. So I had to give a couple of my songs to Jordan. And then we hooked up with Dion. So I gave all my music away. So we'll do a little better this coming week about, you know, each of us getting some songs. But for the time being... it kind of worked out a little bit like Jordan Gum. You got Abs Facto.
I did.
Did you do work?
I have notes. I did work. I studied all the
Okay, so you got Abs Facto, the Glorious Sons. And real quick, just to a little bit of kind of what we're doing, we're starting with the little letter bands, the no-namers. And we were just talking about some popular bands like Missio is for some reason in the little letter bands this year.
Right.
So...
And I wonder how much of that is driven by, you know, the...
Instagram likes?
No, I think it's more like The Office to try to get the label the way they think it's going to play the best for the mm-hmm. for the banner. Because, you know, Maggie Rogers is local, and I love Maggie Rogers.
Same.
But how she's second tier on that list is kind of beyond me, you know? Like, so I think it's manipulated somewhat by them to try and...
Do you think music has, like, this up and down? I mean, obviously it has an up and down to it, but, you know, could this maybe, Missio, be a little bit on the down slope at this point of the year? I mean, maybe.
It was big, you know, I guess late summer, fall last year, so maybe that's some of it. I mean, who cares, you know? I mean, it's just a spot on the card, you know?
And so. That's a great example of why we're doing this, because right. I had never heard of Missio, and we started playing it, and I love that song, Middle Finger. That's a classic. I've done two podcasts using it already.
Yep.
So, all right, so anyway, what did we say here? So you had Glorious Sun, and you had Unlikely Candidates.
I did.
All right, and then...
That's two good ones.
Trey, you had Bad Flower.
No.
Nope.
I have Bad Flower.
Oh, sorry, Trey. You have Turnover,
yep.
Whipped Cream, and 99 Neighbors. Right?
No.
I have 99 Neighbors.
I got Suburban, Turnover, Whipped Cream, and Mallrat.
Perfect. Exactly. Like I said. Who'd you get, Dion?
three.
That's a better way to go about it.
I'm throwing away the list. Tell me who you have.
I have 99 Neighbors, Missio, and Bad Flower. So.
Okay, so I screwed that whole thing up. We'll do it the other way next time. We'll just go to the people and you tell me who you have. So why don't we start to the right?
All right. We going to do one each or all three or around the room?
Yeah,
how do you want to do it?
Let's do one each.
All right.
And then we'll go around until we're done. But sure. Start with one.
So I'll start with we'll kind of build up, I guess. I had 99 Neighbors, and they are kind of this music collective out of Burlington that leans primarily towards the rap side, but they have a ton of fusion. You know, there's a lot of jazz. There's a lot of moody synths to back up their tracks. It's very different. You know, they're obviously super talented. I almost feel like they're kind of almost like a rap version of Gorillaz, you know, where like they have a lot of people come in and lay down tracks and, you know, head out, and then the music has its kind of own feel. But it's not for me. Like, I have come to the conclusion, no matter how hard I try, that I am not cool enough or young enough to really be all the way into rap anymore. So, but I can totally appreciate it. Like, I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff. Like, I mean, you can check out Damage, you can check out Facts, you can check out Champion. And
do you want to play a song? You got something lined up over there?
I can get there.
Well, and I like how you said that, because I feel like at some point I stopped taking resumes for new music. It's like, you know, a lot of times an emotional connection, whether it's, you know, growing up as a young person, that's always been a great garden for music for me.
Right.
So as I've gotten older, 50, whatever I am, one, you know, sometimes I'm not spending a lot of emotional connection with new music. So
right.
I definitely can get it, but I know that it's exciting when you find something that's kind of cool, and you're all of a sudden like, wow,
yeah,
I can dig it.
Yep.
But I appreciate your honesty.
Yeah.
But we will only be positive, right?
We will. We're not going to trash
anybody.
We
love art, and we love everybody. Right. We appreciate everybody, so.
So this is Damage, and I'll see if I can pull this up and fast forward a little bit, because what's cool about this song is it actually switches gears completely about halfway through and somehow makes
cool
it work.
About it?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I can tell my kid already like this. So there is rap.
Yeah. But see, you can hear all like the experimental stuff in the background. It's kind of like weird instrumentals in the background, and all their stuff has some of that. So, and there's no auto tune, so that's a huge plus for me. I am in the ultra dislike of auto tune camp. So, and then I'll slide this forward here.
So that's a good point.
Switches out. So. So this is the same song 2 minutes later, and it's like, it just switches over, and it's a totally different feel, you know? So
yeah. I keep feeling like I hear some opportunities. Well, there's one.
Yeah.
Kick the crowd in.
Yep. Yeah, like I said, I can appreciate it. It's not for me, but I feel like it could be. You know, it could be fun for a lot of people. Like, it's...
This just really sounds like a great song for the youth.
No, I think it dries really well.
Yeah.
And for sure, like, I can imagine Firefly just really bouncing. That's nice.
It's actually going to be a good one.
But it's not so, like, I think there's, like, unattainable rap, where for the non-rap fans, it's really hard to get into.
Right.
I think that kind of skates pretty central.
Correct. I would agree with that for sure. So
we need a big list of all of our music that we kind of go through, and then we can kind of point out which ones are more rap, which are more, you know, I don't know how we'll do it. Sounds like work. I don't know.
a lot of work.
What did you think of that one, Trey?
I think it was great. I think, you know, it had a great beat, and Jordan was saying, you know, she can picture that. And we were talking before, like, one of my best experiences was Primus, going way back. And this would be today's kind of Primus, heavy bass and, you know, thumb and everybody moving and in unison. So maybe not the mosh pit, but still the same kind of thing. And I have no problem with rap. I have no problem with electro. And I actually just played those guys on my show before, and I, because I love it. My family's from Burlington, and they got like more bars per square mile than any other city.
Burlington's a cool town,
and they've got tons of music coming out.
Is that
of
New
there.
York?
Vermont.
Vermont. Sorry.
And so yeah, I thought it was great. So if you want like a little bridge, you know, of all mine, Suburban. Has, and Dion and I were talking about this earlier, great song Cradles, and I think that has a great beat as well.
You want to, do you got a, you got,
you
got
have
that,
that
one up?
Okay.
But you know,
so these guys are from Vermont?
Well, 99 Neighbors was.
Oh,
is.
Okay.
And then Suburban, he's from New Jersey, don't know where exactly, but he's only 20 years old.
Wow.
And he's new. So it's like here, we're going to have someone that maybe the kids don't know yet. They haven't gotten down to the small letters.
That's cool, though, to like have an emerging artist being able to perform at like such a caliber. That's
exactly
great. Great.
His first concert was like was Thanksgiving weekend in Chicago.
Wow.
This past Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So I mean, this and how they found this guy and picked him up.
So this is who is it?
Suburban.
Suburban. Suburban. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. This guy Danny. Kids screaming. They all come up with their own names, but I thought this was really good. And then the video that goes with this is kind of really cool. And I imagine that being up on a big screen, which really helps get the crowd going, because it's like this like bubble. And the bubble is kind of like pulsing, and then they've got these like little flecks going by in various directions.
Cool.
So it's just, you know, and visual. I mean, there's sometimes music without some of that little visual.
I've heard this. This is familiar. I'm so sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah.
Yes, this is a brand new guy.
Yeah.
A 20-year-old?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. So sorry.
It's good.
No, I was shocked, too, because I had heard it as well. I don't know where, but...
Oh.
And then when I was doing, like, my show, and I'm pulling out, and I did the same thing. I'm, like, going to get the little letters. I get my magnifying glass out. And he came out. But, yeah, and he was, you know, like, stuff. He's trained as a classical pianist and quit high school.
Nice.
So he's been chasing his dream, doing this for a while. So he's been
that,
performing for a while. His first, like, big with an agent gig was a tavern that does music, but in Chicago.
Wow.
I know. And so, did very, very well.
So did you, you tricked me, because I was, you went into Suburban before I thought we were still chatting about the band.
99.
That's okay. I think it was a seamless transition.
Yeah,
it worked out perfect.
That's how I got confused. I'm like, where did we go there? What did you think? Did you comment on the music that he had chosen?
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, and that's why I said it would be a great bridge, because I'm getting into the bass and the beat. And
yeah.
I you know, and Jordan put it great when she said, you know, you got to also picture, like, the crowd. And part of going to a concert is in the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
And who's around you and what they're doing and all that. And you just picture, like, a sea of everybody moving up and down, left and right. And with that, these, you know, 99 Neighbors with theirs, you know, having varying sounds within their song changes things up, where this... He's a little, I think, a little less refined,
right?
A little new, and it's just the song is like 2.5-3 minutes of that same.
Would he be considered a little more EDM? Do you think?
I think so. Yeah, definitely leans that way for sure. But not really. I mean, I guess it's that kind of alt EDM crossover. There's a bunch of those, so it's not straight EDM.
Right, but I mean, we're not going to call that one rap.
No.
Okay.
And we're 99 Neighbors is a little more.
I think that's their primary basis for sure.
So. I'm taking notes for myself because I still want to go to this thing and I still want to enjoy it. I'm trying to learn. So
yeah, and he's a YouTuber. So I mean, it's like there's this whole new thing now of they skip all the old school of how to get known, and they just jump in and get their YouTube channel and see what happens.
You know, I think I heard it. Don't judge me. I think I heard it on TikTok. I have a TikTok for research purposes only because I'm trying to understand
it's a good story, Jordan.
No, but I think that's where I heard it was like a TikTok, like whatever they call them. Like, yeah, she's doing the dances. one of like the trends. So makes sense.
Well, you know what? I'm glad because if you weren't looking at TikTok, that's why you're here. To keep the finger on what things are new, because we're not on TikTok.
Meanwhile, your son's like, oh, no, she's ancient.
Exactly. Well, I told you I had that girl on the podcast. She tried to get me to do a TikTok video. I was like, I can't even do the moves. That's how old I've gotten. So what did... I thought that sounded great. Mm-hmm. You know, it can get a little... I can get a little lost in some of that stuff. I mean, I love it. I used to really... When I was 20 years ago, I really loved that electronic dance music. There was a bar down in Dewey... I forget what it was called. They've all changed so many times. But I think Thursday nights used to have, like, electronic dance music. Mm-hmm. We'd go down there and just dance. It was a blast. So I definitely like that kind of music. You know, there's a lot of it lately, seems to be. So, but I thought it sounds fantastic. What you got?
What's I got? Well, actually, it is a good, another seamless transition. Here because we go. The first one I listened to, his name is Abso Facto. And it's on this solo project of this guy named Jonathan. Gosh, is it Visger? I hope it's Visger. We're going to say Visger. And same kind of synthy. I call it more of like, you know, like bedroom pop.
Right.
Kind of that kind of fusion music. So it's, I think it's considered indie rock, but
yeah.
I think it leads more to that bedroom pop
side
of things.
You want Dissolve or?
Yeah, Dissolve would be great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I think he's out of Michigan. He's kind of like redefining that like Michigan indie
scene. I checked this music out. It's good.
Yeah.
I like it.
It has like a lot of really interesting elements to it. Like instead of just like singer, I mean, for a singer songwriter, you're expecting like a four chord like guitar situation. No, but in his falsetto is kind of cool. Is it? Maybe it's here. Maybe it's in the chorus. But you can just kind of like vibe with it.
Yeah.
I know they don't like release the actual.
He probably recorded this album in his house.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At his kitchen table. I do know that, like, for sure. Like, yes.
Right away, I think of, like, AJR.
Yeah, exactly.
We just saw AJR.
Yeah, they're so good. So.
Oh, I love AJR.
I am so... Okay, we need to have just an AJR fan club because I'm very passionate about it.
And Nathaniel Ratliff. I listened to your thing, so, yeah.
Did you see...
I was at that show, so, yeah.
Did you see AJR this past couple weeks ago?
I didn't. I saw him at Firefly last year, so...
Which is great.
Yeah.
I was sick that I missed Firefly just for that.
Kind of falls into that same category, so to speak.
Very similar to Suburban, for sure.
Like,
yeah,
like atmospheric, almost like 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday. You're just trying to have a vibe through the afternoon. It'd be a good.
How do you like? I mean, how do bands like this stand out? I don't understand. I mean, I get it. Someone just kind of likes them for some reason, or they get enough.
It's catchy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's catchy, but it's all catchy. It's like
that one's more catchy than the other. I've heard it a couple times now.
Yeah.
Already, and every time I hear it, I'm like, oh, I like that song.
Yeah. I'm just saying in general, how does a band like that kind of break out?
I know that band in particular got real heavy airtime on Alt Nation, so it's the host.
It's the FCC coming down. You're playing music without paying royalties.
That's right.
Whoops.
Sorry.
Well, now phones are connected to everything. So it's like five computers ring too. Well, so that was good. I mean, when I heard that, it immediately reminded me of like AJRs or Sure Sure or some of those new kind of. I recorded this album in my kitchen and it sounds fantastic.
Yeah. I think that's an advantage now with the technology is that it's actually easier for them to make some music with some serious depth to it with just by themselves, you know. It's, you know, and I think a lot of them still play multiple instruments. Like I don't know, like Max Frost last year. I don't know if you guys know that, but he's the same kind of guy. One guy like mixes his own thing, plays the drums, plays guitar, and it was fantastic, you know.
Nice.
But yeah, I think there's opportunity for those people who are very musically gifted to do something on their own now that probably didn't exist before. So, or it was a lot harder before. So.
Well, and just because you record it in your kitchen doesn't mean that it isn't amazing. Because you listen to that music, and you're like, wow, that was actually kind of tricky. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot going on in that for sure. So
it's busy.
Well, for us old guys, that's garage, you know, garage bands.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, that's now it's kitchen. I mean, it's all the same.
I bet that kitchen's pretty tricked out though. AGR's kitchen ain't like our kitchen.
No, it is not. So.
Or living room or wherever they record.
Well, if it is their kitchen, it's probably small because they're Manhattan. So it's, you know, they grew up, they're three brothers.
Mm-hmm. Did you listen to the new song? Bang came out last Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
Yeah. I think I heard it once. I haven't had a chance to re-listen to it yet. So
it's good.
It's pretty, yeah, pretty good.
Sounds like AGR.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Just like
I'm playing it on Friday.
Oh, nice.
I sent the playlist off to... Today,
and that's at 99.1
yeah.
Delaware Radio.
Yep. Radio Rehoboth.
Radio Rehoboth.
Friday 5 to 8.
Friday 5 to 8. I love your playlist. Because he sends me his playlist and then I play him in the salon.
Nice.
Hmm. It's nice because
it's not all new, and that's the thing. Is like so right. The one that's coming up Friday is kind of like Clash centric, and you know explodes out like that, and so that's like about 10 songs or so, and then I do like 20 or so new. And I try and find, like, the brand new type of stuff. And then I finish it. And this time I finished it with 90s alt.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Well, it's just nice.
And they're all, like, favorites. And it's like, you know, all right, if you can start your weekend off, which is, like, weekend kickoffs, mm-hmm. name of the show, you know, it's okay to have, you know, some stuff. But you don't hear it anymore. Because you don't have radio so much or whatever. You're not listening and it's not coming at you so much. So to hear Black Hole Sun, when was the last time you heard that?
Right, yeah, exactly.
And you're like, that, you know, that's pretty cool. Or
well, that's why I appreciate you sending me the playlist. And you also, you don't have any explicit lyrics in it, so it's nice for the song.
I know, yeah. That's the bummer.
It's harder and harder to find, yeah.
99 Neighbors was on, I did something last week, and I'm trying to find a song that doesn't have an E next to it.
Right.
So the only one was Lock and Key. I don't know if you've heard that or not. Probably not.
Yeah.
I had to dig deep for that one. But there are restraints that I go through where we may not hear, and which is why I thought was very refreshing as I'm listening to this music, because it's like all the new rock has to have profanity. Has to. It's like, and there's not one like new rock. And then, you know, all indie, it's kind of like 50-50.
Right.
And it's just like one word. And I'm like, you know, I guess that's their feeling about radio. Is that it doesn't matter anymore. You know, it's like the internet is not censored. So here we go.
Yep.
Before we start our second round here, do you guys all have the Firefly app? Have you guys downloaded it?
I haven't updated it yet from last year, so.
Well, I looked at it. It didn't look like much.
They don't usually fill it out until they announce the schedule, so.
Well, but they do have, like, I did get a message saying, you know, if you wanted to get the weekend passes, I think you probably should get them. I don't know. I think that maybe ends on the 19th, was it?
I thought it might have been yesterday, the 16th, for the discounted passes.
So we missed announcing that. Now they just went up. But, you know, I'd like to try to see if we can kind of keep an eye. I have the app. I looked at it. Not much is new on there. So, but we'll just kind of keep our eye on it and see if we see anything new. All right, so Dion.
Who did I have next?
What was your next forced band?
I had Bad Flower.
Bad Flower.
Yeah, and this, I'm going to be honest, this band confuses the heck out of me. I like them. They lean a little towards the hard rock side with some industrial synth action. And there's one song that I really love, the song called Jester. But the dark stuff is like super personal dark, and it like makes me uncomfortable. Like, I mean, I don't know how else to say it, you know, like it's like there's times where I like dark music where it kind of like it's broad brush or it's a kind of, you know, the what if feeling or, you know, just to think about, you know, but this stuff is like super, it feels super personal and super emotional and maybe for some people, that might be a great thing. For me, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and move over here.
You feel too good in life to be that dark.
Right. I'm not in a place where I want
to. You know where to delve
into
it
that. Yeah. So,
bring your bangs.
But I think musically they're gifted. Like, And there are times, like I heard Trey talk about the Struts before. There are times when bands play at Firefly and they're not ready yet. And like the first time I saw the Struts at Firefly, they weren't ready for the big stage yet. Like, okay. But they were good enough that I was like, man, I want to see this band again. I want to give them another chance. But the space was too big, right? And I feel like this band's still figuring it out, and they might turn out to be really, really good. But they're not. I don't know that they're there yet. So,
what song are you gonna play?
I'll play Jester just because I really like that song. I mean, Ghost was a popular song. Like, Ghost was on the radio.
And you say radio? Are you talking about like Sirius Radio?
Sirius, okay. Yeah. Sorry, that's radio to me. Sorry, Chair. Sorry, Trey. let's see. Sorry, I got my search wrong here.
And that's I don't even listen to the radio. So
yeah,
I'm on it. And I don't.
Alt Nation is ever you get most of your find a lot of your music on Alt Nation.
Yeah, that's kind of like my off-season listening. Yeah, so once Firefly comes, I start trying to dig in and figure out what's going on. And that's how I find a lot of new music. So that's what's exciting about it for me is like that's my opportunity to kind of have a reason to dig in and listen to stuff I might not listen to otherwise. So,
what is your do you listen to Sirius Radio?
No, I just listen to Spotify.
Yeah,
and even in my car. I can't connect it to my speakers, but I still just like turn my phone volume all the way up and just usually just Spotify it.
Oh, you got to get a wireless Bluetooth.
Yeah, that's right.
What I have.
I mean, that's what I should do. It just
took me forever to get one. I finally got one from like Christmas. I'm like, here's the only thing I want.
Just, I mean, it changes the game because even with my mom, I can plug it. I'm like, oh, we can actually like jam. It says, like, yeah.
So this is Jester.
This is Jester, yeah. So
you could turn it up a smidge.
I was talking to somebody.
This is Bad Flower?
This is Bad Flower. There's a little bit of kind of 30 Seconds to Mars, you know, that kind of angsty, you know, harder rock.
I want to hear the personal, too personal.
You want to hear? All right.
Yeah, I want to hear it. All right. I want to get uncomfortable.
I got you. So
I just cut my hair. I can't braid my bangs anymore, but I'm definitely ready to go emo.
I'm in the wrong thing. Hold one
second. Look, you can let this play. It sounds good.
It'll give me
kind of. So it's a guy singing.
Yeah, it's a four piece band out of Texas, I think. So
is this the band with singer brother and guitarist brothers? Or is it? Are they brothers in this band?
I didn't dive that deep. I don't know. Okay. So,
tears on their shoes and ice on their shoulders. I hear where we're going with that.
Right.
It's a little emo.
Yeah. Well, is anybody out there looking out for me? That's kind
of. But, I mean, you know, that's solid.
I can see the crowd.
Yeah. Solid rock there, you know, man. Yeah. Solid rock. So, you know, it's like. Let's pick one that's a little.
Just to name it, Bad Flower is a little emo, right?
Yeah.
I kind of like that. It's kind of interesting.
And then here's the industrial synth edge. Yeah, so. So I mean, it's like I do like it. It's just
sounds like the beginning of Smashing Pumpkins song.
Yeah. You think you're righteous, your body and soul. Your faith in Jesus with no self-control. And if deplorable is mortal, cause it's what you're told, then take your Bible and swallow. They're upset.
Yeah. And then they get. Yeah, I won't even play Anna. So that's and then Goat. This was the one that was probably their most popular song. So
it's Ghost.
Yeah, Ghost. Yeah. I felt a lot of pain, but it didn't stop my heart. And all I really wanted was someone to give a little fuck.
It's not gonna make the Trey list, the Trey playlist.
No, there's like ease all over the place in this thing. So.
It was scratched out. Yeah. I had it in there.
Oh.
But like even this song, like the light research I did, like I mean, basically, the guy said, yeah, I was having some self harm thoughts, and that's where this song came from. And like you're like, yeah.
So it's just a little sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little emo. I got you.
Yeah. So have you guys noticed anything for like where bands are from and how sometimes their personalities are kind of regional for anything like that? Because like LA, I find LA bands have a lot more of what you're talking about, like emo and like bringing everything out and not afraid to show it all. And some other like more in the middle of America are a little more kept inside. And
right. That's an interesting concept. I had never really thought about it, yeah.
Their angst comes out in the music, not so much in the lyrics, whereas sometimes the, like, New York and L.A. and other bigger cities, you have a tendency to like, get the full package.
Right.
Yeah, no.
That's interesting, for sure.
I can see that. I used to live in California. It was definitely not like living in Rehoboth, that's for sure.
True.
I can see how you'd get a little grumpy and sad. You know, community does a lot for people around here. I think we're blessed.
We are for sure.
All right, so Trey, what you got?
All right, so Tom, this is for you.
I love it.
Turnover.
I like this band.
And here's some a couple of songs.
I listened to this on the playlist you made.
They've been playing for a long time. So unlike some of these others that we're talking about in the small letters, these guys have been at it for about 10 plus years.
Okay, I do know one of these songs anyway.
Are you familiar with this one, Jordan?
I'm not.
Okay.
But I'm excited to learn.
But you have a little familiarity.
So this is like...
Yeah, I know one of those songs.
I could see them playing at like Dogfish Head or at the Starboard or at Bottle and Cork. You know, it's a little more rock and roll than what we've been listening to already. And
this would go on the rock category.
I think so.
So to speak.
I think so. Well, we'll find out. We'll try and play a couple songs. And they just, so they're local. They just played around November at the 930 Club in D.C. So if you like what they're doing, you can probably find them up and down 95. You know, my fear is that maybe they sound a little bit like everybody else. Do they really stand out? But it is good music.
We'll know when the guy starts singing.
Right.
It's either good or bad.
This song's called Sleepless Night, so...
They're a little Blink 182, right?
It's got an interesting tone.
It's good. I heard it. I was listening to it. I actually liked it. I thought it was my first initial. I see a little mosh pit going on in this one.
Now these songs are that I pulled for today were their four most recent songs. Probably their most critically acclaimed, because they've been around for a while, is a song called Humming.
Humming?
Humming, which is about 5 years old or so. But I tried to bring more new, because that's probably what they're going to play.
I was doing some research on some of these, and I saw that Humming. Is that what this is?
This is Humming, yeah. The one that I had heard was Dizzy on the Come Down, so...
Dizzy, that sounds inappropriate. What's going on there?
Wow, that's a right turn, man. Yeah. Holy cow.
Same band? Like, this isn't working. We're changing the whole thing.
Yeah. IHOP, pancake flip.
Yeah.
Wow, that's...
So it's funny. These aren't even showing up. I have to search for them on Spotify, so...
See, I would vibe more with this than the first song. Like, this is like a nice work playlist. I mean, they probably hate to say that I said that, but whatever.
Right. I don't want to be elevator music.
Right, exactly.
Let me see if I can find one of these other ones you had on the list here.
So we've gotten really two quite polar opposites of songs from one band. That's interesting.
That's how many years?
Oh, that's 5 years.
That's 5 years.
Okay.
So, I mean, a lot can happen.
So this is Sasha.
Yeah, I think all four of these are about the same.
So yeah, so this sound, to me, it sounds a little bit like Blink 182. That.
Well, I feel like there is a little resurgence of that. I don't know. It's the
carefree rock and roll.
Well, it's that like early 2000, you know, Yeah, like said, like
American Pie soundtrack.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. It's.
Well, it's funny how it lives on. I was at Paradise. Paradise Grill last summer, and some band, some cover band, who knows who they were playing. And all of a sudden, they started playing like that Blink 182, like American Pie S soundtrack, and everybody showed up. I mean, it was just like, you know, everyone's getting their drinks, hanging out. But it was those songs were the beloved, like, know every word, screaming at the top of our lungs. I was like, wow.
Well, and that, one of the years we went to Firefly, we saw Weezer, and I, you know, I'd grown up with Weezer, but I was like, oh. And man, every song just like it just took me back. It was just and the crowd. My son had never even heard of them and left Firefly as a big Weezer fan.
Right.
So, and I think Blink 182 is actually playing. We'll be reviewing them later on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were there a couple of years ago. So
it's okay. I think it's okay to have an injection of some of that old and new and to, like I've talked many times about a journey. You know, music's a journey. You know, here we're talking about a band that went and just in 5 years changed their sound and now they're probably a little more popular than they were back then,
right.
I would imagine. And you know, they got David Lee Roth, and they've had, you know, Paul McCartney, and they've had, you know, so bringing them in is, it's okay, I think, to do that. And every so often, you know, like if you go to some shows, they'll play, like, new music or something you haven't really heard, or 20% of the people have, and then when their hit comes out, everybody, like, puts their beer down, stands up, and goes, and then after that, they sit down. So I think it's okay to have some old stuff. It's that you don't have to like toss it all away.
Yeah. I have not heard anything yet that I would not be able to sit and just listen to.
Oh, I know. Mean,
that's
that, I know.
To
it's
me,
fabulous,
that's
right?
You know, we kind of talked about earlier. You got to kind of have an open mind. If you enjoy music and enjoy art and appreciate people working hard, how can't you not have a great time?
Well, and it's to
don't
me,
drink
it's,
too much tequila.
It's the. What are you talking about?
Oh, right. I forgot you drink tequila. I remember you're what's the only alcoholic if you're working out that you could get away with drinking?
That's tequila. Right, tequila. That's
right. That makes sense, Theo.
Yeah, I think it's one of the, like, I do feel, it sort of goes back to what you're saying about people looking only for the popular songs, and it's really one of the things that people miss the most, and it's why I started doing the itinerary for folks, is like, you know, they didn't want to put the time in that I put in to like listen to all the songs and kind of narrow it down and narrow the funnel. And I'm like, I'm happy to do it for you. But like, it's this awesome event and there's, you know, music from usually 12 to 12, you know, and so many good bands early in the day that people just don't see and don't go to. And there's, you know, 400 people there and it's fantastic. You know, I mean, that's my favorite thing, you know, like I'm happy for the headliners. Great. You know, I've seen some awesome, I mean, you know, 21 Pilots, Florence, you know, unbelievable.
Oh,
Florence was off the charts. Like, but yeah, but like it's the small bands that
did you see
I
the record
for.
Company last year?
I did not. There was somebody else playing at the same time. It was one of the overlap bands. They were on the list and I chose whoever was opposite.
They
them,
were really, so. I really enjoyed that band.
Yeah.
All right. So,
moving on to The Glorious Sons.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay.
Same kind of like...
All of our favorites.
Yeah.
So, you guys, you know,
so
like,
we'll put a couple stars
rocking.
By this band.
Yeah.
I really liked Sawed Off Shotgun.
Yep.
I thought that was... That well, I think that was the first. I listened to like the Spotify playlist, so it was. I think it was like the first one on there.
Right.
And they've been around. I feel like I'm talking to a room of experts now. So anyway, for you listeners out there who don't know, been around for a while. Canadian rock band, which is cool. I was reading their stuff. It was like 8 top 10 like rock radio hits in Canada. Mm. I mean, I would consider. I mean, I like rock, obviously. Like, I love Nothing on the Right Left. I think it's a little bit more on the heavier side of rock things, which is not a bad thing,
right.
But definitely like traditional, like to me, like traditional rock, like drums, traditional rock, like leads and bass guitar kind of action. Good, kind of headbangy. I thought like I could see like Sawed Off Shotgun, like I could see myself like there, just like with the people, just like raging.
Nice.
Good. I mean, good stuff. I mean, once again, not my usual go-to, but in a Firefly like situation, I would totally be at that set.
Yeah,
because it just seems like it fits the like the mood.
Make sure your shoelaces are tied and before
that's
they start,
right.
And, and your belt's tight and get ready for the show.
Well, and not to poke too much fun, Dave, but this is for like the people who like to be, you know, that music stopped however long ago and rock is dead. Mm. And whenever somebody says that, I'm like, oh yeah, here, have some of this right here. So this
rock is
rock is
dead.
Alive and well, you know what
yes.
I mean? And this is, I've seen these guys twice now and they're very much old school rock and rollers. Mm-hmm. You know, they're long hair. They're kind of a little bit on the greasy side. They're, you know, the torn shirt, like the whole kit. And it's, oh my God, they're so good. So,
well, let's hear them. Do you got something?
Sure. I'll start with Sawed-Off Shotgun. If you have another selection, let me know. So,
yeah. Mother, I don't want to take my man.
Turn it up.
Crank it, Neon. Yeah, I like this.
Can you play this in the salon?
Yeah.
Because I play this in the store.
I own the salon.
And it shows up, but it's so funny because I can't do it on the on air, but whatever is profanity is lost in the
yeah,
whole
you don't really catch it. It's not like a...
But I love... I mean, I watch... Because I like to watch how people react to the music that's in the store. And they'll come in, and when this is on, you can see...
It catches people's attention.
Or I can hear them, like, humming in the background, and it's really cool to see.
I try to keep it explicit for you. I was making you look good. I was really giving you a shout-out. But listen, there's some terrible music gets played in the salon. It's,
By me?
No. I screw up everything I make.
Do you have another song?
That was my favorite. And I wish I wrote the song title down. It was another I was listening to, and it just had some beautiful imagery about a woman. And I don't know. The whole thing was, I was like, wow, these people are songwriters as much as they are musicians.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, that was.
How about Everything Is All Right?
Are you going to, Dion? Are you going
to listen to this all the way through?
You know, as much as I appreciate you doing this with us, but you know, I'm sure you're still going to be doing your own your thing, which is
for sure.
If I wanted to follow what you do, is it true? Like, you have an email list, or how? Like, do you have a website, or what do you have? You taken it that far? Like,
I do have a Facebook page. That's not super updated all the time,
well,
but as we get closer,
and you never even replied.
Well, right, yeah, I am not on Facebook that much. I've heard Trey talking about. I've kind of like abandoned the social media other than for work related stuff. But there is a Jetty Rat Facebook page that y'all usually start posting playlists to, and then as we get closer, I'll start to narrow it down. So, and I'm happy to do some sort of, if we can figure out an email sign up. You know, through the podcast, I'm happy to send the itinerary and
Because you're when I have fun, I called you the legend. But you know, if I talk to anybody about you, the legend is that you have a great itinerary for Firefly. I mean, you literally are like, show up, go to the show, halfway through this band, leave, go to another stage. Like, you don't even let them finish some band you cut off halfway. It's good, but we need to move on.
Yeah, and it's funny. I mean, the first year I went. I tried to stay with people and got really frustrated.
Right.
And so now it's like, hey, here it is. If you want to try to follow me, feel free to keep up. Otherwise, I'm out. Like, you know, last year, for example, I saw 36 shows and 33 separate bands.
Nice.
Yeah. So I am there for the music.
I have no
bias against people who go there to party. But that's not what I'm there for. So,
well, and real quick before have you been, Jordan?
Firefly?
Yeah.
Yeah, several times.
And you have not been, and you have been. So if I could just say to me, and I take one of my kids. When, you know, a lot of people think, oh, it's just a big million drunk people. Mm. I think it's a bad example of what Firefly is. I mean, it's a great environment. It's super
awesome.
Safe.
Yep.
Clearly, some people drink, but I have never seen a drunken fight.
Nope.
No.
I've never seen anybody dragged out. I've seen somebody trying to be like woken up. Maybe
See, you occasionally see somebody passed out under a tree, but yeah.
Under a tree, yeah, of course. Yeah, they made a smart choice, picked a tree. And besides even all the music, there's just a ton of other stuff that's going on down there. Just and Firefly, and from the first year, I've only been, this will be my fourth year. I'm still a rookie, but Just some of the great, like, places just go sit in the woods and read, mm-hmm. or hang in hammocks. Yep. Or, and you think, oh, well, if they fill the whole woods with hammocks, they're all going to be taken. No, people use the hammock and then they get out. And
right.
Very polite. Yeah, until around 5 o'clock.
Well, I think
when the sun starts to go down, there's a period from 5 to 6 where it kind of goes kind of crazy. It's a little wild.
Yeah,
it's good wild.
Yeah,
I think Lil Wayne was playing when that happened last time.
That could have been it. So, yeah,
it was pretty Shangri-La.
Yeah, it's I think one of the things for people who haven't been is that it, and I've talked to some people who. I have a friend who I consider a professional festival goer. Mm-hmm. Like, she goes all the time. She's like a huge Coachella. She's been to Lala a bunch of times. She's like,
do we need to bring her as a special
guest? Yeah, we might have to fly her in. So,
okay.
But she finds, I've been trying to tell her for years. I'm like, Firefly's different. Like, I'm like, it's a super friendly vibe. Like, everybody is cool. Everybody's there to have fun. There is no drama. And she was like, yeah. And she came finally last year and she was like, oh my God, you were so right. Like, this is such a different feel than going to some of these other shows where it's like Firefly people talk to you. I have friends that I've seen for 4 years there that the only time I see them is at Firefly. And like, I texted them, you know, they live in Virginia Beach, and I text them, ask them how they thought the lineup was, and we talk a couple times, and then I won't see them until
they're
Firefly.
Coming.
Yeah, oh, they're there every year. Yeah. So, and I run into them every year. So,
yeah. Well, it is, and you, what do you, how do you feel?
Absolutely. I'm kind of like a solo flyer at festivals. I don't like to be with the group. I want to just be able to do my own thing, meet up and then disappear and kind of do the rounds. But I've always had, I've done it though in a group and still had a good time. That's how I discovered Trombone Shorty a few years ago. And, but I've always, like, besides like the safety issue, I've always found it very safe. I mean, clean as it could be. I mean,
it isn't a dirt field.
No, I was talking to some friends like my age a couple weeks ago about Firefly, and they'd never gone because like, it's just like everyone's just drinking or like they're all tripped out. And I was like, no, it's such a fun, chill, very welcoming vibe. I made friends with Nathaniel Ritla set, like people that I maybe we'll never see them again, but for that whatever 45 minutes, we had the best of time. So I've always had a really positive experience at Firefly. It's one of the few music festivals I've been to, but I've always thought, well, maybe just because it's like the Delaware, you know, I just like rah-rah, go hometown kind of a thing. But I've always
because they also, I mean, I feel like they've had good bands, big bands, but maybe it hasn't become so big where it's, I don't know. I mean, someone said, does it sell out? I said, I don't think it can sell out. I mean, I guess it could sell out. You know, I always say if Pearl Jam played Firefly, it would probably sell out. It may be a different.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think I want to make sure we get that out there, that as far as our experience, now everyone has different experiences, but as far as we go, I love it.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's a great event. All right, where are we at? Do we have.
I think we're back to three. We're back to me. Back to the band I'm excited about. So. We've kind of hinted around at this a little bit, but one of the ways that I try to listen to the Firefly lineup is how I think they'll be live. And that's kind of how I create that itinerary as it gets narrowed down, is who I think is going to be the best live show. And this next band, Missio, is going to be an off the charts. I'm early going to say this is one of the bands I'm going to plant my flag and say don't miss, because I think this is going to be
a flag planter.
That's nice. Right. This is a don't miss. There's usually two or three a year that I'll say this one.
Tom Cruise. And
I'm
away,
pretty right? sure you should not miss. Right. So
I've become a big fan of this band so far. So
yeah, it's such a good. Like, there's a lot to the electronic portion of it, but it's also, they're not afraid to have fun. It's just going to be like,
Middle Finger.
I mean, yeah, right Middle there. Finger is great. I mean, Killing Darth Vader, have you heard that song?
No, I haven't.
I'll put that on because it's super fun. So,
how many people love driving down on a Monday morning playing Middle Finger?
Right.
On your way to work.
perfect Monday.
Yeah. Kick drum. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just going to bounce like
it starts off so strong.
Right.
That's another level right there.
Killing Darth Vader with my motherfucking kick drum.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Right? And this is one of the ones, like, because they're low on the list, they're going to be during the day, and I'm sort of bummed, like, because this has a sunset show with some cool video screens in the background. It would probably be next level, you know? So,
yeah. I'm so glad we're doing this.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, this is awesome.
Already,
I'm
all jacked up. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, cool. Let's go.
Where are they playing now?
I don't. I think they're in UK right now. So.
Chaos. Flights are cheap.
Right.
Why are you flying anywhere? Those masks fly around now. Ready for this? Going Darth Vader with my motherfucking kick drum.
Yeah, so that's gonna be super fun.
That's so fun.
Yeah,
I love
that. So, and then they've got, like, you know, they've got a bunch of fun songs like that. They got, you know, Audi A4, which is kind of the same deal. Like,
Audi, it's just, A4.
Yeah, it's just super fun. Like, you know.
Well, it's even like the EDM for people who don't like EDM.
Right,
like,
that's a great way to say it. It really is, yeah. So. Music makes my heart beat on its own.
Cancels out the issues. I'm stoked.
Then there's, yeah, Temple Priest. Temple Priest, motherfucker. I mean, it's just, this is gonna be off the charts.
It's so refreshing. It's like, well, the first time I listened to AJR, and I was like, I had never heard anything like it. And I was like, what is this?
Right.
This is good.
So the song, this is the song that was, like, the most popular. Like, this is kind of a different vibe, but, like, will probably be their closer song and, like, the whole
place. What they're known for.
Yeah, so.
You gotta play Middle Finger, so. I got that from your playlist, I think. That is inappropriate.
The words are fine. The imagery's not.
See, this I can see him, like, opening the show with a song like this. Just,
yeah, it's going to be good. There's no doubt. So.
This would be a good opening song.
Yeah, it would be. And they've got enough depth. Like, I mean, there's, you know, this is not a 2 or 3 song band. I mean, they've got a full set list that's going to be phenomenal. So
yeah, like the guy Suburban has 4 songs.
Right, yeah, right.
It'll be a quick one.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Good song.
Yeah, no doubt.
So
that's one of the early flag planters for sure. Cool. So yeah.
And it's gonna be exciting when they break these days down.
Yeah, it's always the stress. You're like, ah, oh, man.
Damn it.
Because there's always overlaps that they do on purpose, you know, because they try to make it so that everybody's not at the same stage at the same time. So right. they purposely create the overlaps, which is sometimes very frustrating. So.
Do you have anything left over there?
I do. Doctor? I do. I'm not, like, thrilled.
Oh no.
These I definitely probably won't see. Should I do whipped cream or mall rat? What do you think?
Whipped cream.
Whipped cream.
Got it.
Now this band. My feelings of this band have kind of changed even in the last 4 days. I played this for my son. When we initially came up with this idea, I played this song, and I was like, and this ever happened to you? I'm like, I don't know. And then you look over at your kid, and they're like, okay. So he influenced me a little bit.
Nice.
So it's definitely EDM?
Yeah, I think, right? I haven't had a chance to listen to this one yet.
Yeah, so, yeah.
That's okay. DJ, producer, but she collaborates. And so every song is, like, different. So it's not like she's got, like, a style. You know, more of a genre,
right?
And so, like, you know, I missed one of them, But she, probably her number, most well known is this song Told You with Lil Xan. I don't know how you pronounce
Xan.
It. Yeah. And that, so then, and then it goes from there to like Blood and Greatest and Ignorant. And, you know, I mean, they're all different. You were playing Ignorant earlier.
Right.
So different from this. But, yeah, see, my son would love this.
What would you have to say it wasn't good? I already like this.
But I don't think he's going to be there with her. So
oh.
I mean, unless she brings it taped.
Yeah, and that's usually what will happen here is this will be a DJ set. And, yeah, it'll just depend on how good their show is as
right.
a DJ set. So
that's why. It's just, right. It'll be interesting. I guess I'm not that excited about that. I'd rather see the more live performances
right.
than, you know, something that's a little more scripted. But I like this song. I mean,
yeah.
I could definitely listen to it.
Well, and I think, you know, we knew that kind of working our way through the Little Letter bands, we were going to find some stuff. I started Wikipedia-ing a lot of bands just
right.
so I thought I'd letters. Have a bunch of information. But some of these bands, they have no Wikipedia. They've never been
right.
around. So, but I think we expected that.
Yeah, I mean, 78 like, bands. Your goal is to try and find, you know, somewhere between 20
nuggets.
And, yeah, 20 so that you really get excited about.
If
so.
They had a littler Little Letter band, I might have even been invited to play. that's how desperate it could have gotten at that point.
But so, like, when I ask, like, when I'm driving Zach back and forth to school or something, and I've got my little Bluetooth wireless, I'm like...
Know.
Dude, you know, what are you listening to? He's always got his earbuds in, and I'm like, what are you listening to? You know, put it on. He's like, you sure? You sure you're not going to, like, goof on me? And I'm like, no, put it up. That's what he's listening to.
Yeah.
But yet at the same time, he's very much into, you know, Red Hot Chili Peppers. And when I said,
cool.
do you want to go see Misfits and Dropkick Murphys? He's like, yeah, I love. So he'll play them all, you know. He's got a wide, you know, span. But when he really wants to listen to his music, that's what it is.
Well, I'm excited about, you know, we'll see how that works out. I
so
like
think,
that song, but I don't know. We don't know if that's this guy singing will be there.
Do
so.
You think Trey knows that this is a song, you know, a
yeah.
performer he might like?
I don't know. Maybe
different Trey.
Yeah, different Trey. Maybe. I doubt it. That's the problem. I think for a lot of the kids is that they. You know, there are some of this genre here, but it's not names that they recognize.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and you know, another thing is, I mean, I didn't become open-minded and open to the art and appreciate music until I kind of got older. You
right.
know, when I was a kid, I was like, it's not Metallica. Get it out of my face. So,
right.
I, you know.
And if a friend hasn't said it. It
yeah,
doesn't.
Right. That's always the thing, so.
This is my song right here.
Live his life. Which one's this?
This is Ignorant.
Oh, yeah. I'd like this one, too.
Ignorant.
So I think we were talking before we started rolling about last year. I saw Alice in Wonderland, who is a DJ set similar to this. But she does sing some of her own songs as well. But was one of my favorite shows of the weekend.
Yeah.
Just off the charts. Insane. So... Yeah. So
well,
you never know, you know. So yeah,
and that's I think one of the great things about Firefly. I mean, you can, as the day progresses, the energy changes. You know, you kind of like I remember. Was it last year or 2 years ago? I saw TLC,
mm-hmm.
which was just because I just wanted to see them. You know, because
right.
they, you know, they've been around forever. But it was amazing. I've never been a big TLC fan, so I appreciated them. I thought it was fun. And then I think AWOL Nation came on, and I had never really seen AWOL Nation, but that transition from TLC to AWOL Nation really set me up for, you know, enjoying the moment. And,
yeah.
AWOL Nation is playing at Anthem Arena.
Oh,
up, so.
Nice. Yeah, they were good.
Yeah, they were fun. All right, so where are we at, Jordan?
Final one.
Final
this is
one.
The unlikely candidates.
Unlikely candidates.
They were cool. Like, very, like, what I would call quintessential indie rock. Sometimes swing a little like Imagine Dragons-y.
Okay.
But sometimes there's this one song. What was it? I actually wrote this down, so I don't forget. Call My Name. Now you have to squint, but I think that sometimes the lead singer sounds like early Brendan Urie, Panic at the Disco.
Ooh.
But like you have to really like maybe just be squinting with your ears.
I'm totally with you 100%. Yeah. No. There's a. No, yeah. Absolutely. So.
Love Panic at the Disco.
Same.
Yeah, that was the first thing I thought of as well. Yeah.
Yeah. I keep my heart under the floorboards, deep in the dark. Who is this?
Oh, this is the Unlikely Candidates. A panic starts in a little box when you're at my door, and it's fine. Now I let a feeling screaming. It knows what you come for.
What is it I hear? Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah,
very clean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Fred O'Leary has a beautiful little vibrato that I think this guy kind of has a little hint of as well. So I was a big fan. Definitely another like attitude, like the Windsor playlist, just to.
Well, and I feel like his voice is very exposed. I hate guys that hide behind so much stuff. Mm-hmm. This is really out there, and
right.
Sounds very clean. And
you have another song you want?
I thought Oh My Dear Lord reminded me a lot of Imagine Dragons.
Good girl.
Nailed it. The legend has approved of your list.
Wow, like my head just grew forward. Yes. My headphones are popping off.
You've been knighted.
And this is goes back to thinking about live shows, right?
Yeah.
Like, this just feels like a good live show, right?
Yeah.
High energy, crowd going, like, I mean, that's what you're there for, you know? So
it'll be fun to find out where these... I'm super excited to wait for how they break this down and where they put these guys on, because definitely there's also some stages that really are unique. The Woods, I don't... what was it last year? The Pandora... the Woods of Pandora or something, I forget. I think that's where the nude party played.
Yeah.
That was a great stage. That stage pulled me over a couple times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we... Topic-wise, we should have a show about the stages.
Ooh.
Because I have lots of feelings about that.
Sure. Well, we're going to have a lot of... a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yep.
First of all, let me just say, again, thanks, guys, because this is... You know, we're doing something for the first time. We are. So I'm sure other people have done it. But I already feel better about the show. I'm already getting even a little more excited.
Yeah.
Because some of these, I had no...
Well, I'm now challenged. I don't know. I'm challenged now to, like, spend a lot more time, listening.
Me too. This is exciting. I really appreciate the work you guys did this week.
I had a good time. So
yeah. Yeah, me too.
It's going to make the show so much better, a festival so much better for us too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, forget everybody else. I'm going to have a great time. I'm excited. So we're going to kind of wrap it up because we've been going for an hour and, you know, you guys all got lives. But after the show, we're going to pick some more songs. We're going to create a playlist and we're going to put the playlist out before. We're going to put it out this week. And I think hopefully you can find our playlist on Firefly. They're going to be called Rehoboth Social Podcast Firefly number 1, number 2, number 3. Does that sound okay?
Sure. And we'll share it on our socials
for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So before we leave today, we'll do this off air so we won't waste people's time, but we're going to pick some more music. I had given all my music away, so I didn't really get a chance to pick. I think for me, eight bands was a pretty good number. I feel like we were all able to kind of get it out there. We didn't really have to rush. So maybe we'll split it up. Maybe we'll just do two each this time so we
sure.
can all participate.
And I think we ought to go a little higher, a little bigger in the font. You
there's,
know.
There's still a couple of good ones down here on the bottom.
Saying,
yeah, yeah.
But don't
Trey.
No.
Trey,
no.
What are you doing over there, Trey?
Just
Jordan, grab him. He's running for the door.
No. Like, I mean, the one group.
Patience.
I know. I got patience.
Steady. Red leader.
The group right
he's going in the ditch. Well, listen.
No, but I'm just saying it's because, I mean, you can see polished.
Get your finger out of the icing.
So you can see polished versus, you know, up and coming. And
that's
you know,
fair.
And
yeah, we
goes.
Can pick one from each, maybe. And that,
ooh,
yeah.
Spicy.
I'm going to let you guys decide. Whatever you guys want to do, I'm on board. I just am really having a lot of fun with this. So.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying go, like, big letters. I said just the next step up.
Right.
Well, yeah, but I think we got a lot of bands.
Matt Mason, Kay Flay.
Yeah, exactly.
But I tell you what, out of just that, what we just did, there's a lot of, I'm excited about some of these bands. Turnover, I'm excited about. I'm excited about Missio.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, same. I like what you just brought up, the Unlikely Candidates. I thought that sounded really good.
Yeah, I think that's going to be
so good. So at the same time, I don't want to miss out on some of these other little bands.
No, we'll cover them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Recover. No, no, not, not anything like
no
that.
Band left behind.
No
you'll
band.
Have, you'll
left
have
behind.
Your mission list. It'll be fine.
So. Yes, we have a mission. All right, guys. Well, listen. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Appreciate
absolutely.
It.
Thank you.
So to the legend, to the professional, and to the youth, I say thank you. I'm the gatherer.
Perfect.
All right, guys, check us out. RoboSocial Podcast Firefly Edition. They'll be up on Spotify, Audio Boom, and iTunes. And share with your friends. And if you have any, we don't really have an email. We'll figure out something. All right. Have a great day.